Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Those brother who is in the back, so if you can come in the front, a lot of places empty. So those brother who come later on, that will be easier for them. Samne aajo, come closer inshallah. There's a lot of space. All the brothers in the sitting in the back, inshallah. Come closer inshallah. Jazakallah. Still some brothers still back there. Please come closer. And it is a lot of fazila, a lot of reward praying in the front. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله كفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد My respected brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He has given us this Mubarak deen The deen which Allah has given us This is a very Mubarak, blessed deen If we bring this deen completely in our life We will be successful in all aspects of our life individually and collectively. The problems we are having in our families, the problems we are having in our daily activities, all the solution of the all the problems is in Deen. Whatever the problems we have for the cure, for the remedy, to overcome for this problem is to bring the 100% Deen in our life. And deen is one. There is no, you know, India deen, Pakistan deen, Saudi deen, Somalian deen, Burmese deen. Deen is only one, which is Quran and Sunnah. But we have to learn this deen. Sitting in the company of the ulama, sitting in the company of the scholars, there might be a difference of opinion in some, you know, furu'at, not the fundamentals. Fundamental of Islam is, everybody agrees with that one. You know, like everybody agree that we have to pray. But now we have to understand, I am praying or not. And we all know that the prayer is the salat is 5 times. It's not only for Jummah. Alhamdulillah, we come for the Jummah. Allah gave us reward. Allah accepted us. You know. Some of the scholars also said that the sign of the acceptance of any amal, any action we do, is that Allah give us the tawfiq for the next time to do that. So alhamdulillah, we are coming for the Jummah Salat. This is the acceptance that we are coming next Jummah. If we come to for one Salat, you know, and then if we come the next Salat, that means the previous Salat, Alhamdulillah, Allah accepted us. That's why He has given this tawfiq, you know, in Hidayah to come. So, Alhamdulillah, so we have to bring this deen, complete deen in our life. So deen, basically to summarize, you know, the deen, is the complete life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the deen. We have to look at his life. We have to follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam from head to toe. From cradle to the grave. From the morning going to the, back to the bed. Every step we do, every action we do, every amal we do, we have to bring the 100% sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what is the beauty of Islam? What is the beauty of the deen? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, they haven't left us in any where that we don't have a guidance how to do it. In every aspect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guided us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has given us the guidance how to do it. So, to bring the deen is not only the success of the community, success of the humanity, success of the ummah, success of the individual life. How many problems we have in our individual lives? Illa mashallah, we all of us have the problems. You know.
But we are looking the solution of the problems where there is no solution. Like for example, if somebody has a jobless, you know, he don't have a job, he don't have a resources of earning, right? I'm just giving you one example. It might be a different issues, different. So everybody have a different issues. Where we are looking the solution of this problem? One is the solution which we are looking, which is the secondary solution, that we have to make an effort. That's a secondary. Primary solution, if we, like the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is mentioned in the Quran, in Hadith, that the person who is particular in his 5 times salah, the first promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Hadith, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve all his problem of the rizq of this dunya. If anybody have this problem, be particular in the salat. Be punctual on your daily salat, 5 times salat. And perfection of the salat. You know, we might pray at home, you know, we might pray at our job place, you know, wherever we get a chance, we pray it. But what is the perfection of the salat? In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if any, not only Muslim, munafiq means the person who is acting to be a Muslim, but he is not a Muslim. He is called munafiq. So to hide his nifaq, to hide his kufr, he was not dare to miss the salah with the jamaat. That was the standard in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you know that if I miss the salah, people will know that I am a munafiq. Today we'll know, we all know what is our situation is. I come only Jumu'ah salat, whenever I get a come salat, but I will, you know, what you call the sina thokke, you know, I'll say I am a Muslim, good Muslim. So perfection of the salat, to bring the salat according to the Salat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Pray like you me seeing pray. In the time of last days of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was sick, he was not able to even get up. What was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Two sahabis holding him on his shoulders, you know, and he cannot even put his leg on the ground, brought him into the masjid. And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was leading the salat and he prayed. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to pray. Our every salat, you know, 5 times salat in the masjid should be like the Jummah. Like we all come for Jummah, alhamdulillah. We have understanding that Jummah we have to pray in the masjid, right? Nobody pray Jummah in the home. Nobody pray Jummah in the workplace. Because we understand this is not Islam. If somebody praying there and here. Obviously, if you have some excuse, some like you are sick, and whatever the excuses, you can ask the ulama ikram. But today, alhamdulillah, you know, we all know that alhamdulillah, Allah has given us the health, you know, Allah has given us the strength, Allah has given us the time, so we can come and pray in the masjid, you know. So in the same way, like this is, because this is the one of the biggest pillar of the Islam after Iman. Like Iman is farz 24/7. Every second, every part of the second, even if we can divide the second into whatever it is, Iman is first. We cannot leave this. Salat is 5 times a day. 5 times a day Salat is for. So after Iman, the first and biggest, you know, hukum and order and the pillar of Islam is Salat. So we all have to bring this salat. And then, see, before going, you know, in other things, just if we bring this one thing, salat, in our life, if we are punctual to the salat, if we are very particular in our salat, daily salat, you will just practice a month, a couple of months, and you will see the changes in your life. And you will see the, how the problems is solving in your life. How contentment, how peaceful life Allah will give you. Practice just 1 month, a couple of months. Don't miss once, even one salah. Fajr, Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. And try to be, you know, bring, make the salah perfectly. Come in the masjid, pray with the, you know, with the jamaat. You know, in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, the person who is waiting for the salat, he is just like in salat. So if we come salat, you know, like we know that in the masjid, the salat, the jamaat, you know, the asr salat is 3:15. Oh, you still got 1 minute. We always wait for the 1 minute, you know. Oh, masjid clock is 1 minute ahead. You know, I can go in, you know, until 3:50. So, inshallah, so bro, those brothers, azan ho gayi? So, azan has been called. So, those brothers who have to make the sunnah, please make the sunnah, inshallah. Jazakallah. Subhanallah.